Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Hi. Yes, hi. So I'm a little blocked up.
Bit of a cold, John, of you.
Blocked.
Blocked up. As congested as the top of the National League, John.
Yes, exactly. Or as the Suez Canal.
When Evergreen
blocked it.
Blocked it, and then that little crane, not crane, that little digger.
Little digger was just...
Dig it out.
Yeah.
And that is a really good example of a giant killing, John, isn't it? Like the juggernaut of a Premier League team or championship side, let's say Bournemouth, being beaten by a tiny little tin pot team, let's say Bournemouth.
Yeah, Bournemouth.
Got in trouble on air today. John, I was saying Bournemouth don't have any fans, and I was surprised to see that many away at Bournemouth. Couple of texts,
this
angry
is true,
with me.
Though, isn't it?
Which is just, but it was just a fact.
Yeah. They don't have many fans.
Have you ever been to Bournemouth and there'd be more than 500 people?
If that.
So it's not us having a go at them.
So it's true. It's the same in every FA Cup. Fans come out the woodwork.
Did well, though. National League, you, Bournemouth.
I tell
you
what.
You've been National League.
That was a proper National League game. And you know what? I watched that game.
Yeah.
And Scott Parker could have rung me before and I could have told him how Bournemouth were going to play.
I wish I'd put money on it.
Don't just pump balls into the box, Scott. They're a team of giants.
Imagine
three centre halves. You love heading the ball.
Imagine having spent millions of pounds in the transfer window, upwards of £1 million in the transfer window, and then just coming along to a team you considered to be smaller and just pumping balls into the box.
Just endlessly.
Endless long
crossing.
High balls. Imagine doing that, Wrexham FC. Imagine. Watching any of the Winter Olympics, John?
I've been watching the curling.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good. I always get into the curling.
Yeah.
It's a shame you can't go and watch the curling. I'd go and watch curling.
Would you? Live?
Yeah.
Curling live.
Curling live. I would, absolutely.
Well, as we discovered, you know where the National Curling Centre is, don't you, John?
Oh, you did tell me.
It's in Stirling.
Stirling.
John. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's really...
It's the curling in Stirling. Now, live now on BT Sport 4. The curling from Stirling.
The curling from Stirling.
I like the sliding down. There's like the showy offy events, aren't there?
Yeah.
Good ones for show-offs in the Winter Olympics. Really bunch of show like the snowboard ones, all the cool kids. Show off cool kids is what I call some of that. And then there's like the old school events. The downhill, they are bonkers. They are like, that is so fast.
Yeah.
They're like going 60, 70 mile an hour.
I've often thought because...
How do you practice?
I could technically represent New Zealand at sport.
Of course,
you are. And I could represent Ireland at sport.
Multifaceted with the passport you could use.
I might explore making a documentary where I try and represent New Zealand at skeleton. Okay. They never have anyone doing it.
They don't enter anybody?
No. The biathlon. Why don't I just go and represent New Zealand in the biathlon?
Have you any talent in the biathlon?
No.
There we are. The National League, John.
Kind of got away from that.
What's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work it out because this is going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm confident.
As opposed to all the other ones?
There are no guarantees, obviously.
The fact that it might be good, there is no guarantee. We have no script. And we just jump in, don't we, John?
We just work it out as we go.
Work it out as we go along. What's coming up?
Well, we've got lots of National League news.
Of course.
To go back on from the weekend. We are recording again on Tuesday, and there are fixtures tonight.
Oh. How did we get on with our predictions?
Not brilliant. You did better than me.
Oh, have you got them written down, John?
I can quickly work
it out. We'll do that in a minute. Yeah, lovely.
That wasn't even last week. That was two weeks ago.
So people,
I'll tell
you who's interested in that, the outcome of that. The two people in this room.
Even I'm not that bothered, to be honest. I think
it's literally
you.
Only me that's interested in that. Okay. But we'll do that again.
Badly. I think I got one or two right. You got two or three right. We didn't do too badly.
Okay.
So let's predict tonight's results pointlessly.
Lovely. That's a good idea.
The main thrust of this week is it's a manager's special.
It's a manager's special, John. There's a lot of managers making names for themselves.
They're all joining us.
In the Vanarama. They're all coming in. Not all of them, just the ones we know who they are.
Yeah. So we can guarantee to hear from Pete Wilde.
The Halifax manager. He's coming in. Hold on to your hats.
I think Neil Ardley at Surrey Hall Moors popping on.
We might hear from Neil, which is nice. Phil Parkinson. We're going to hear from him. Yeah, lovely. Rames Joe.
I don't know who he is, but...
We're going to hear from Rames Joe.
Darren Sahl, I think, is going to make a quick appearance.
Let's hope he's done his homework.
I know.
Darren Sahl.
If he hasn't been...
Who else?
Expelled or something yet.
Anyone else?
Andy Hesenthaler.
He's coming in, is he? Very nice.
All these people on the show.
We're either hearing from them or we're going to interview them, aren't we, John?
Yeah.
It's a manager special. It's very, very nice.
Pemberton,
we love a bit of it. We've got a new job, I hear.
Yeah, he has
so
got
we'll
new
find
job.
Out what that is later
it
on.
It is strictly managers only this week.
Terrible follow-up show. Strictly managers only.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like a really niche bit of porn, John. Really niche.
You'll be pleased to know it's not.
Okay. And some letters, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, loads of letters.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely letters.
Let's find out about the National League
last week,
John. What have we got here?
Can I blow my nose?
You can blow your own trumpet nose. That's nice.
I can't breathe.
I can't speak. So, Saturday the 5th of February, John. Let's get to the National League. Oh, John.
It's all right.
On air. Doing it on air. Anywhere? Are you going to do it again? So I'm going to leave a gap.
Hold on.
Oh. This is a new low.
That'll be me now. I'm good.
It's a new low for the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
John blows his nose.
Straight down the mic.
Stick that on your
list. Stick that on your list.
Aldershot 1, Barnet 3. Wow.
Did not see
Aldershot.
That
no, I thought they had an upswing. We need older Barnet to be rubbish.
Yeah.
We need that Willard in the 90th minute.
He's Willard.
And a Hall, and not Asa Hall, in the 5th.
Rob Hall.
Beard. 16th. I like him.
Beard.
We need to sign him. Beard. John Beard.
Big old Beard.
Where's he from? Sam Beard. The back post. Smash the ball into the roof of the net. Beard. And he's covering up for something. I don't know what it is. And Marriott. Do we know Adam Marriott? That's a good result for Barn, isn't it?
A great result.
They are nowhere near, surely now, the relegation spots. They are 30 points.
There.
He really has. 13 points. 17th in the league. 30 points. Weymouth on 17. Barnett are safe, John.
He's
calling it. Absolutely safe. No trouble.
Safe.
Altrincham 2, Woking 2. Now, Jean will be pleased.
Jean will be delighted.
I had a message from Jean in the week and it was saying she wasn't sending any letters or doing any contact. Because she felt that since she had been, Altrincham had been doing really badly.
So she's
blaming
us for their form. Reverse Midas.
And it has sort of worked, hasn't it? Woking were 2-0 up.
Apparently, speaking to the Woking fan in this building, the number of times they've been ahead this year at half-time and thrown that away, you can't even count.
Good to know for Good Friday. Effie Young won, got in the first minute. Loft House. I don't think it's Effie.
Effie Young Williams and not Lofthouse.
Bringing some old players back. 33. That is a proper 2-0 as well. That's not like a lucky 2-0.
Yeah.
It's like a proper 2-0. Cole Clough, 67-84. Over.
Douche.
Well done, Altrincham. Pulling yourself away from
those
bottom three. Is it three or four, John?
Three.
Three, yeah. Chesterfield 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. Got lucky. Dagenham and Redbridge went 1-0 up in the 35th minute. Shimanga with a 44th minute penalty. I don't think penalties should be given in the 44th minute because it's really giving people a way back in. And then Shimanga with a 62nd minute penalty.
Yeah, and that was the first game that was life after James Rowe, isn't
it?
Sacked.
What do you think he's done, John? Punched an old lady? Do you think that's what happened?
Doris the tea lady.
Doris the tea lady. Dector. Bang.
Boosh. I don't know.
Got any sugar? I don't take sugar. Something like that.
Could be, couldn't it?
Let us know what you thought, James.
Anything's
Rowe
possible.
I mean, it will never come out because apparently he resigned. I don't know if this is true. Is this true, John? He's whatever he's done.
I think they basically came to a settlement where he would go.
Yes.
Take a smaller payoff.
And they wouldn't say what it was.
But they wouldn't sack him and wouldn't release any details. So he's, but effectively,
he might be able to get another
without
job.
Staying on his record. Record.
By all accounts, John, I think we saw through him. And
I think we did.
I don't like
the
man.
Never liked him.
Never liked the man. And I look forward to him being Gillingham manager.
The two do seem perfectly.
At some point.
Really
one of those
club
teams that looks through anybody's past and doesn't mind.
Crawley.
Halifax, Bromley, off.
Didn't happen, did it?
Towards the top of the table. Waterlogged pitch.
Kings Lynn.
Wow.
What a win.
What a win for the
King.
Linnets. Come on, you Linnets.
3-0 they beat Weymouth.
On LinkedIn. Unbelievable.
Is it? I think it's too late there, isn't it, really, for them?
Depends who's, you know, who's going to be dragged into it, if anyone. Maidenhead have found some form. Wealdstone could get dragged in.
Yeah, you know, like you said, Maidenhead, Altrincham, they're all down there.
But everyone's picking up points. It's a long way, John, isn't it? Kings Lynn on 14 points to put together a run.
It's only just over halfway through the season as well.
Maybe.
Not forget.
If someone else has a big slide, maybe Aldershot will have their traditional slide down the table.
Yes.
Woking.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Woking would be lovely.
No, John, we don't want Woking to go. It's fun having Woking in the division. Maidenhead 2, Eastleigh 2. Maidenhead, were they? They were 2. Oh no! Oh, they were just your average 2-2.
Yes.
Cancelling each other out. Not the Maidenhead heroics from Alan Devonshire that we are used to. Notts County 1, Grimsby 2. Lovely, John, isn't it? A last
Notts County were leading until the last minute.
Luke Waterfall.
Grimsby got an equaliser and then right at the death.
Lovely.
Waterfall smashed one in.
I feel so sorry for him.
It was another beautifully disingenuous post-match interview from Ian as well after the game.
He's out of his depth, John.
Just another... You know, I think you said it the other week, but they just can't even look the interviewer in the eye. They're so important, they can't even...
He looks away and looks at them sideways when he's sort of making what he thinks is a clever point. And then
when
looks
they're
asking
the questions, he's looking away like, this is a waste.
You won't understand the fifth phase stock. Basically, every answer is you don't understand the fifth phase stock take.
It's just a real...
I think he's got 3 games, John.
So they are outside the playoffs at the moment, aren't they?
They are outside the playoffs,
but
right?
They have played a couple of games less than Wrexham,
what
who
are their
are
fixtures?
Seventh.
What are their fixtures? Playing tonight, the Barnet. I mean, banana skin. Massive banana skin, isn't it?
We can hope.
Barnet at home for them. Right, Tuesday, are they playing Saturday? They're not playing Saturday. Next Tuesday, Dover away. So, you know, probably at least a point. Probably. But you never know. You never know in the National League, of course. And then Notts County home to Eastleigh should win that. All these games they should win. And then Halifax, Tuesday 22nd of Feb. And then they've got Woking away. Right. That's a average, very general, not glamorous, Vanarama month. The type that does Ian in. If he loses, I'd say 2 of those games, he's in big trouble. Anyway, we'll be hearing from Ian
in the
manager's special.
Coming up any moment.
Any moment now.
Last few games, Stockport 1, Dover 0. Dover actually held out for a
that was
very, very long time, 84th minute.
Annoying.
They had a man sent off. They held out with 10 men for quite a while.
Flying, John, aren't they? Flying, not Stockport. Flying.
Yeah, Paddy Madden turned one in.
Can't go on forever, though, John.
They're on great form, though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're doing very well. Obviously, Torquay won, Wrexham nil.
Yeah, Tim, what a beautiful thing. Here's where I think Wrexham have gone wrong, John. I've said it before, I'll say it again. They've bought the wrong players. They've bought a lot of top half Vanarama teams. Can easily beat League One and League Two. Not easily, but can beat, on the day, League One and League Two teams.
You did make this point.
And he has bought League Average. Yeah. He's bought average League One and average League Two players. And decent League Two players.
But they don't know the level.
They don't know the level. And so you look at teams that do well and players that do well. Shimanga, being a case in point, he's been in this division 3 or 4 years.
And lower than Oxford. He knows
what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. So he's bought these players who do not know the level and then just lob it up and just, we're used to that.
Yeah.
That's what the National League is used to.
Well,
the long balls into the box. People will deal with that all day.
Dover will deal with that all day. Parkinson, don't they? It's just, what's the point?
They've got the wrong manager. They've bought the wrong players. That is honestly what I think. And you can point at loads of different reasons for that.
Didn't they actually scouted these players?
Well, I can imagine Parkinson has said, get me the tallest person in League One, right? Which is Wimbledon's Ollie thing.
Palmer. Yeah.
Palmer, 6'5", 6'6". Give me the tallest one. Give me the person with the longest throat.
Signing a bloke for a long
throat. It's just that, isn't it? It's just all they've done. Mullin's obviously got an issue with...
getting sent off.
Sent off all the time. They've made terrible... For this season,
he has scored a decent amount of goals.
For this, Mullin's a great signing. Mullin's worked really well. But for this level, I think they've made terrible, terrible signings. Just an opinion.
I think you're not wrong.
If I was them, I'd get Lee Johnson.
I'd change the manager now.
I'd get Lee Johnson.
Yeah. Lee Johnson, this season for them is still salvageable, but they should change the manager.
And Lee Johnson will want to prove his worth and he knows the level.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly. Or just go for an out-and-out non-league winner.
Who knows?
Gary Johnson not available, though.
N.A.
Yeovil nil, Solihull nil was the other game.
Imagine going to that.
Cares,
Christ. Imagine going to that.
God.
Imagine being Jesus. At that, John. Would have been
it's the end of days, isn't it?
Yeovil nil, Solihull Moors nil.
I could barely even get the result out without... Do you want to quickly predict the results?
Yeah, let's do that. That's a good, nice idea, John. Let's have show our credentials.
Let's predict
the National League. John, Grimsby versus Kings Lynn. Come on, you Linnets.
Grimsby are picking up a bit, aren't they? Easy, Grimsby win. 3-1.
I thought I was going to say 3-1. 3-0 or 3-1. Notts County, Barnet. I'm going for a draw, John.
Oh, okay. I think Notts County will get back on the horse with a 1-0 win.
Okay. Southend, if Notts County lose, is Ian in trouble? I think he might,
yes.
Might be even gone. Southend versus Bromley.
I think a draw. Southend picking up a bit 1-1.
Yeah. Okay. I'd agree. Stockport versus Chesterfield. The big
match.
That's
a good game, isn't it? What a good game.
Is that on BT Sport, John?
No.
Should be if it's not.
No.
Stockport, Chesterfield. Chesterfield still trying to find a way. I mean, they've won since James Rowe has left. So Stockport, though, they know what they're doing, John.
I reckon they cancel each other out in a 0-0.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to say 2-0 Stockport.
Okay.
Wealdstone. Wow, what a game this is. Wealdstone versus Yeovil.
Oh, who cares?
The Matt Booth derby. He didn't even play for Yeovil.
Never play for Yeovil.
Not yet.
You'll
never play for Yeovil.
Yeovil.
I think Wealdstone win 2-1.
I say 1-1 again.
There we are. There's your non-league National League Vanarama roundup for tonight. We'll never know if any of those scores were correct.
We'll never ever come
back
to
us. There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, as promised, there is a manager's special this week. We've got host of National League managers joining us. And first up through the door into the studio is Notts County's very own Ian Birchnell. Ian, nice to see you.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you up to at the moment? What's going on in your life?
Well, I'm, for comic relief, I am jumping off the world's highest diving board
into the world's deepest pool.
Right.
And a lot of I'm doing it without any swimming aids or anything like that. A lot of people say I'll be out of my depth, but I feel like I've done enough book work. I've read enough books, and I've never actually done it physically, but I feel like I know how to do it. I've seen other people do it, and I've read enough books to know how to do it, so I don't feel like I'll be out of my depth. I feel like, although it's a big task and a massive pull, I will be able to do it.
There will be a lot of people saying that you're taking on Barnet in 3 hours, and should you not be focusing on that rather than a comic relief swimming challenge?
Well, at Notts County Football Club, we like to concentrate on ourselves, what we're going to do. And I've heard about Barnett's pool. I've heard about it, and they say it's deep, but I don't think it's as deep as this pool. And the first half of their pool, I'm sure, will be very deep. And the second half of their pool will be a bit deeper. But if they've come to swim in their pool the way they want to swim, then that'll be fine. So I'll be jumping into my pool, and I don't feel like the pool is too big for me and out of my experience at all. I feel like I've got enough experience. I've read enough books to jump into this pool and swim, not sink.
So it sounds okay. So it sounds like you're saying basically you know what sort of pool to expect.
Nothing basic about it.
You know what sort of pool to expect. You know what to expect. You've done your homework.
I've done my homework. I know what.
You just got to go out there.
I've just got to go and do it. I've never actually done it physically myself before, but I feel like I will be able to do it.
Okay, well, can't wait to hear how it goes.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ian.
I'm drowning. I'm out of my depth.
The National Obsession.
Hello, I'm Pete Wilde, Halifax Town Manager. Wild by name, wild by nature. This morning, I wore dirty boots to training. I'm wild. Last night, I went to bed at 10:15. I'm wild. When I went to bed, before I went to bed, I had a snack. I didn't wash the plates up. I'm wild. I'm thinking of getting contact lenses. I'm wild. The parking ran out at 10:07. I got to the car at 10:12. I'm wild.
The National Obsession.
Delighted to get a regular guest on. Not currently a manager in the National League, but in this manager's special, we couldn't go without speaking to John Pemberton. Hi, John.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, it's lovely to be back here on the National Obsession. Great to be here. And thank you for having me back on again.
Lovely to have you back on. Hey, you got a new job, John.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
breaking into the world of comedy.
That's right. I think when you last left me, you didn't hear from me. I was busy diffusing tensions on the Ukrainian border. There seems to have gone pretty well. If you ask me, everyone's pretty much stood down. Said that's that. Putin's said no. You're right, John. Let's not escalate this any further, John. You're absolutely spot on.
Not sure about that, but yeah.
He loved my work at Chesterfield, so he was happy to just go, look, John, I trust you. You've got this.
Just where you are, I suppose.
So everything, as far as I'm concerned, I'm pretty sure, 98% sure, that's done. That's fine. So that's job done, job complete. We move on. Did a little bit of work last week with Boris Johnson.
Joris Bonson, yeah.
Joris Bonson. just I sort of advised him to hit back,
yeah.
You know. say that the leader of the opposition's a paedophile defender.
What a lovely, yeah, sure. And, I mean, that seems like bad advice, but...
Well, I mean, look at it. It all seems to have worked out absolutely fine. No one's been harmed. There aren't, you know, big gangs going around chanting stuff at the leader of the opposition as a result.
All quite heavy stuff you've taken on recently, so I can imagine you wanted to lighten it up a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Wanted to lighten it up, and I think Jimmy Carr's looked at me and looked at my reputation and said, look, he's the man who's advised Boris Johnson to bring Jimmy Savile into the debate. So, you know, why don't I hire him to, you know, write a few gags for me? So that's exactly what he did.
You've
he
got
brought
some
me in
gags out there.
A short-term contract, you know, sort of game by game, pay as you play sort of thing.
Yeah, because his career's gone very well till now, hasn't he? So
yeah,
it's
gone great. You know, he's done brilliant, the lad, and you know, he's obviously just wanted a bit of experience around him, a bit of a sounding board, if you like. And I was only too happy to go in there.
Sprinkle some magic.
Yeah, exactly. Just go in there, just oversee things, just keep it ticking over for him, you know. And that's pretty much what I've always been really good at in my career. Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, John, as ever.
That's absolutely fine.
That must be nice to see all the other Vanarama lads here today.
No, it's great. It's absolutely great. But you know, don't get me wrong. I'd love to be back in.
Yeah, I don't think that's because you'd be taking one of their jobs, wouldn't you? So.
Well, yes, I know, but that's, you know, I'm a nice man, but I'm also totally up for a fight for the death with Neil Ardley if needs be.
The National Obsession.
And joining us now in the studio on this manager's special, the big names keep coming. It's Solihull Moors manager Neil Ardley. Hello, Neil.
Good to see you.
Neil, it's been an interesting career for you, hasn't it? Ups and downs. And
I'm still the biggest name in the Vanarama.
Oh, really?
Still the most famous at the most famous club.
So you think that you're still number one?
Everybody loves Solihull Moors. Solihull Moors.
Because obviously he used to be AFC Wimbledon, Notts County.
Yes. Small fry. When it comes to Solihull Moors, I am big. It's the football clubs that got smaller.
The National Obsession.
All right, son, how can I help?
Yeah, I'm here for Dover Torquay at the Crabble.
Well, I'm the manager of Dover. I'm Andy Essentola.
Okay, yeah, I was hoping to get in and watch the game.
Game's not on, son.
Oh, really? Oh.
I'm glad you've made it all the way down here, but the game's not on. But you can come in to me winter wonderland here.
Okay. I mean, it looks a bit depressing, actually.
Happy Christmas. This is the winter wonderland. You've got your reindeers over there.
That reindeer doesn't look very well. It sort of looks like it's on its haunches, isn't it?
It's not actually a reindeer. It's a greyhound with some antlers on.
Have you been feeding it?
I feed it when it needs feeding. It's very fast. Look, you got snow globes over there. Go and see that.
It's Father Christmas's beard falling off.
The snow's melted, all right? It's just a globe.
Is Father Christmas supposed to be smoking?
He can do what he likes. He's a grown-up. I trust my Father Christmas to be a grown-up. Look, you've paid for the tickets. You have to go in.
It looks really depressing, Andy. I don't really want to go in.
Come on in. Look, I've been told I've got to shut down. I'm just going to keep this rolling anyway. I'm going to keep this circus. I've got a circus arriving. I'll keep this going. I don't know why I'm here. What am I even doing here? I'm sure I could get another job somewhere else. I've been dragged in and we're playing. We're running the Winter Wonderland for pride. None of it works. No one wants to be here. None of the staff want to be here. No one wants to come here. But yet, here we are.
I'm going to go somewhere else. This looks like I've seen the complaints about this place.
Suit yourself.
It looks horrible.
It's absolutely miles to the station.
The National Obsession.
Yeah, so I've been managing Yeovil Town now for a while. And, I am coming, Mum! I have cleaned my room! I am not cleaning my boots, no! Hello, we didn't play very well last night, but, that's all down to the play. Mum! Stop asking me! I am gonna clean my boots! Leave me alone! I hate you!
The National Obsession.
Rames Joe has won his technical, and for the showstopper, he's bought everybody else's best ingredients.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a cake. Make a cake and it's going to be the best cake you've ever seen. A lot of people won't understand the cake I'm making. And they won't understand how I'm going to build the cake up. And the top of the cake will be just the best cake you've ever seen. I spent 250 grand on a cake topper, and it will be the best cake and much better than everybody else's cake, because I'm the best person here. I'm the best baker here, and I don't believe anyone else is better than me. Okay.
James was voted off the Bake Off after he called Prue Leith a c***.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yes.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely to hear from the managers, wasn't it?
Oh, well, those managers popping in.
Nice. Yeah, loads of letters to get through, though.
Come on then, John.
Neil Hassel. Sounds like a bit too much hassle to me.
Okay, read it out.
Too much hassle.
Go on, Neil.
Neil says, on the ice, the wife and I hope to break our duck live at Blaymore this weekend.
Oh.
I should elaborate. We've been attending league games semi-regularly for the 6 seasons since we moved to the Bay. Where did he move from, Neil?
Oh,
I'm interested to know.
To the Bay.
Enjoyable.
In the Bay.
I don't know, in the Bay. What if he's had the traditional Devon welcome?
Yeah.
Where are you then?
Where's that? What? Who's on? What's on?
We've been attending league games semi-regularly for the 6 seasons since we moved to the Bay. Enjoyable as our visits have been, what with the cheesy chips and the distant views of the moors from Bristow's bench, as well as the distant bark of a dog, victories have been thin on the ground.
Oh.
A case in point was our last visit to Playmore against Halifax Town. I wasn't too concerned when the first goal went in just before half-time. Me and a fellow goal both agreed the next goal was crucial as we queued for our half-time refreshments. By the time I got back to my seat, we were 3 down.
Ugh.
This was a few weeks ago.
Maybe it's your fault, Neil.
I noted that a Welsh team that's fallen on hard times is visiting the Bay. So sensing an opportunity, I finally secured 2 tickets. Wish me luck.
Good stuff. Congratulations, Neil. You went there, saw the Hollywood boys, 3 points, talkie at their finest.
What a game to get to.
On the ice, Neil. Is that Neil's first letter?
I think it is, yeah.
Ah, welcome, Neil. Welcome to you.
Mark Ridley, FOF33.
Newton.
Gets in touch. I always like saying his name in an Irish accent. I don't know why. It's Mark Ridley.
Ah, wee Mark.
Little Mark Ridley there. Terry Wogan might say.
Down at Newton Ridley.
I just remembered I was in Edinburgh this weekend, and because I got a bit of a cold.
Did you see the FOF?
I didn't. I walked past where we saw him. I woke up in my hotel room and thought, I've got a really croaky voice. I'm going to record Ronnie Corbett.
Decent Ronnie Corbett.
I've not played it.
Oh, what a shame.
Forgot.
What a shame.
Oh, well.
Didn't find FOF number 26 or whatever it was.
I'll tell you what I'll do. It'll be a little extra. I'll put it in at the end.
Put it in.
A little extra for all the fans.
Good stuff.
Mark Ridley gets in touch to say, now, some may see this as a niche podcast. Not us, but I've been watching the Winter Olympics, and the commentators are clearly fans of the podcast, because Steve Cram and Rona Martin, commentating on the curling, are forever saying on the ice.
They are. I've been hearing a lot of on the ice.
All the time. Just waiting.
Every time I hear it, I mean to message you and go, they're saying on the ice. That is a... On the ice, too. Very, very good.
I'm just waiting for them to reference Newton Abbott's stock car champion. Looking forward to the four-man bobsleighs. John Pemberton has just taken up a coaching position with the Jamaica team. On the ice in the rink, Mark Ridley.
In the rink. Lovely. On the ice in the rink. Thank you, Newton.
And Clive Hayward. Sir Clive gets in touch on a similar note. Obviously, this is neither a talkie nor a Winter Olympics podcast, but Mrs. Clive, Lady Hayward, has been encouraging me to watch the latter this morning. I've taken in the curling, the mogul skiing, and some snowboarding.
The mogul skiing, is that like Rupert Murdoch?
It's the one with the bumps. Yes. Branson.
Yeah, we've got them all on there. Jeff Bezos. All racing. They bought their way into the Winter Olympics.
Musk comes through at the end. Yeah, he says, in the moguls, the downhill skiing with the lumps, it wasn't a total surprise that the GB representative failed to reach the final, especially since they mentioned he's a key member of the Norfolk Skiing Club.
Oh,
that can't
gosh,
be right.
The flattest place in the country.
That can't be true. Anyway, he says, listening to episode 168 earlier, I had a genuine bloody hell moment.
Bloody hell.
That Ashley Bayes is now a professional goalkeeper.
There he is. Bloody hell. Pop and see him.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Clive.
Clive, as ever, wonderful. On the ice to you.
Nick French.
Bonjour. Nick French. Bonjour, Nick. Nicolas.
I feel like we should play some like French music.
Like the Hello theme tune would be your classic there, John.
It's your go-to bit of French music,
Nick French. Lovely stuff.
Nick says, bonjour, actually, funny enough, and on the ice to you both. What a win over FC Hollywood on Saturday, and what a run it's been over the last 6 weeks for the mighty goals. And for Gary, my question to you chaps is, how dangerous are United going to be when Gary finally reclaims control and gets the players back on his side? Nick French.
Because there's all this talk of he's lost the dressing room and all this, you know, absolute rubbish. All we got to do is get a flipping another central defender.
A striker.
And a striker. That's what we need. Striker can stay fit for 10 games. That's what we need. Get Sinclair back, John.
Merci, Nick.
Merci, Nicolas.
Merci beaucoup pour votre correspondance.
Où est la bibliothèque? Je voudrais du billet, s'il vous plaît.
Pour votre poste.
Où est la guerre? Oui. Thank you, Nick. Absolutely revoir, lovely. Nick. On the ice. Dans la ice.
Yeah,
on the ice.
Good,
French, there we are. You know the French for on the ice. How can people get in touch and let us know it, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com. Do you want two more quickly?
Go on, yeah.
Alan Wills.
Not the Alan Wills. Olympic sprinter, yeah.
Kind of in South Africa. He says, after 2 weeks of no football, what a wonderful day out at Playmore on Saturday versus Hollywood FC. I can't wait for my first and probably last visit down to the not-so-mighty Dover this weekend. See, he's going to be there as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, John. You're going to be there?
I am going to be there. Lovely to hear Charlie reminisce about the stock car racing at Newton Abbott. Brought back some great memories of the great Bill Batten. Ah. I can just taste the garlic, cheese and the ham jacket spud we always used to have.
Oh, lovely. It sounds... I can't remember
garlic,
that being
cheese
there.
And the ham.
Lovely stuff.
Anyway, up the goals. Hope to see it at the Cramble, says Alan.
Actually saying that, I think he did used to do particularly good jacket potatoes at the
jacket
stop.
Spuds.
Yeah, I think they did. They were like a back of a van. The best type of potato. Out the back of a van.
Van potatoes.
Brilliant. Thank you for that memory
and
on
finally,
the ice.
Pete officially.
Lovely stuff, yeah.
He says, what's in a name?
Stamp. Every single letter is...
officially.
What's in a name, Pete?
He says, just a quick one to express my delight and relief at the inauguration of Non-League Grey.
Yes.
In last week's Non-League Grey.
Grey.
An inheritor for Non-League Grey's insightful predictions is meat and drink to us National League enthusiasts. Well done for pinning him down. Whilst there is some confusion in the close-fitting names, fortunately Grey's voice has its own distinct cadence, softer, I think, than Ray's, like a mashup of Paddy McGuinness and Michael Jackson.
Well, that's just how it was.
On confusing names, imagine my surprise when Radio 4's political editor Nick Robinson suggested to a Tory MP guest on Today last week that, according to some, Gary Johnson holds considerable influence over government today. It took far longer than it should for me to realise he had, in fact, said Gary Johnson.
I do hear Gary Johnson and hear Gary Johnson, and I love the thought that Gary has been living with the Prime Minister and
influence
had
policy,
two of his babies.
Influencing policy.
It's Partygate, is it?
Party at flat upstairs, is it?
New wallpaper, is it? 50 grand a roll. Gary Johnson.
Something
for future,
there, isn't there?
For future reference.
Have a system.
Keep that in. Lovely, on the ice. Absolutely brilliant. Is that it, John?
That's the letters.
How
Thank
can
you
people
so much.
Get in touch, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Or find us on Twitter, which you do beautifully all the time.
You do.
Thank you so much. We might make the T-shirt that says Yellow Tin Pot Minnows.
Oh, yeah.
Enough people responded with a yes.
We should probably make the tea towel.
Probably
got
to make the tea towel first. Probably should get on with that soon. We will do that all that soon. Very, very soon.
It's
Thanks
busy.
For listening. Enjoy your National League. And we'll see you soon on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.